Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Customer experience is one of the most important differentiators for any business. Many industries are witnessing a level of innovation because of the broader democratization of technology, which means no organization can afford to rely on simple product differentiation to gain customers and win in new markets. Listening to the voice of the customer is therefore one of the most important things organizations can do to meet the current and future needs of their customers. Listening to the voice of the customer does not only mean that the organizations are going to hear good things. No matter your industry or the quality of your product or service, your business can expect to receive at least a few complaints. Customers are rarely as motivated to speak to organizations as they are when something has gone wrong. Customer complaints therefore represent a significant portion of the voice of the customer. Complaints, while not pleasant to hear, can represent significant opportunities to improve your organization. Do you know what makes big brands like Amazon, Apple, and Samsung exceptional? Besides their high-quality products, what really makes people stick to their brand is how brilliantly they handle customer complaints. More than anything else, dealing with customers is an art that requires perseverance and patience. So, whether you're a month-old startup or a decades-old business, there is only one mantra that can keep your business growing, and that is, take every complaint as an opportunity to win customers for life. While some customers are easy to please, some will give you sleepless nights. They're ready to pounce on you at a single instance of inconvenience and vent their frustration on social media. Does that sound familiar? Don't fret. You can handle customer complaints with grace, and by analyzing them, gain some insight into how to forestall them in the future. And just maybe you can turn every complaint into a golden opportunity to bring customers closer to your business. So, just what are customer complaints? Put simply, customer complaints signal a customer's disappointment with a business. They show a disconnect between what the customers are promised and what they actually receive. This gap is often a result of faulty products, inadequate customer support, or sometimes even baseless assumptions from the customer's end. The patrons of your business share their complaints with an employee, a manager, or even on a public forum, such as a business review site. Sometimes, customers' complaints reflect fair criticism of the way your business operates or the product it sells. Other times, a customer's disposition or habits may affect how they respond to interacting with your company. In both cases, however, it's important that you listen to and consider what your clients are saying. Doing so is the best way to improve the situation and find potential improvements quickly. Customer complaints pinpoint problems that you never knew existed. They can help you gain frontline insight into what customers prefer and what they don't. Take, as an example, when a customer expresses disappointment regarding a delayed response on social media or any other channel. It's a formal complaint. Such complaints show that customers value fast responses over anything else, so you can take timely steps to make your support process more efficient. Customer complaint handling is a challenging process. Knowing the different types of customer complaints will certainly help you devise the right strategy and use the right tactics for a delightful customer experience. So, let's take a look at some of the most common complaints. Number 1. Product-related complaints. These complaints are about a faulty feature or missing functionality in a product. Such complaints are also raised when customers are confused about working with your product. How do you handle this complaint? If the complaint is about a faulty product or feature, dig further into the problem to understand what is wrong. If the product is really defective, get it replaced with a fresh one immediately. If there's a problem with a feature, see if your tech team can resolve the issue or guide the customer on how to correct it. Product issues are common in that every company can expect an occasional instance of breakage or technical difficulty. However, when particular product issues seem frequent, They might signal that your company needs to evaluate why they're recurring and take action to fix them. Number two, long wait time. Customers expect instant gratification regardless of how a complaint is raised, via call, email, ticket, or social media. In fact, for 12% of customers, lack of speed is the number one cause of frustration. This figure can translate into mind-boggling numbers if not dealt with on time. How do you handle this complaint? Take a step back and identify the workload of your agents. Are your agents always drowned in an ocean of customer complaints across channels? If yes, that means your small team is not enough to handle the heavy workload. Consider hiring more agents for a fast and efficient support process. You can also adopt tools like an online knowledge base, live chat, and help desk. Integrate them to automate menial tasks and streamline the support process for maximum efficiency. Number three, product delivery complaint. Delay in delivery is one of the most common concerns of customers who purchase products online. The website promises delivery within 2 to 3 days, but in reality, it takes over a week for a product to reach the customer. The matter gets even worse when the product is delivered to the wrong address. This can be true even for companies that offer same-day delivery service. This shows a disconnect between what a company promises and what the customer receives. How do you handle this complaint? Your support team can immediately report these issues to the concern department and ensure that the delivery is fast-tracked. Find out what is causing such delays and problems in the product delivery. Were there any transit issues? Was the product not dispatched on time? Once the issue comes to your attention, convey it clearly to the customer and immediately speed up the delivery process. Reassure customers that you will take extra care of product deliveries in the future. Number four, repeating problems. Suppose you're frustrated about something and have to explain the issue to multiple people. You take deep breaths every single time to not lose your control. Now think of your customer in a similar situation. About 72% of customers call customer service poor if they have to repeat their issues multiple times to multiple people. The need to repeat issues arises due to two reasons. First, when a service rep doesn't heed a customer's complaint. Second, when customers are transferred from one agent to another, their time holds no value. How do you handle this complaint? A surefire way to handle such situations is to avoid transferring the customer to different agents. The transfer process is tedious and ends up frustrating customers even more. Instead, see if you can contact the subject matter expert internally and solve the problem without the painful call transfers. A better solution would be to invest in help desk software. Modern help desk tools come with a round-robin ticket assignment system. This system automatically distributes customer complaints to agents who are best suited to handle them. It's the best way to delegate work and ensures that agents are neither overwhelmed nor underutilized. 5. Impolite agents. Customer support reps are always at the front line representing your brand and talking to customers on your behalf. So, when they don't seem fully invested in a customer, they put your brand's reputation at stake. When reps talk in an uninterested tone, fail to resolve complaints, or meet customers' sky-high expectations, they send a message that your company doesn't care enough. How do you handle this complaint? First of all, when such issues are reported, ensure that you gather enough details before coming to conclusions. Criticizing your reps is not going to solve the problem. Instead, reintroduce them to your company's service quality standards. If possible, provide them the required training to prevent such issues in the future. Explain that they are the company's ambassadors, so your tone, body language, and how they deal with problems have a deep impact on your reputation. Aside from these, you may encounter many other types of complaints on lack of follow-ups, out-of-stock products, and even the most minor issues that concern customers. Number six is value complaints. Value complaints happen when customers feel your product doesn't justify its price. Usually, a customer begins their complaint by mentioning the price or effort they invested in your services. They conclude by emphasizing their disappointment with the results. How do you handle this complaint? Value complaints are important to consider carefully so your company can learn whether it needs to adjust its product or better manage customer expectations. It's critical that the business understands whether it should eliminate the product or service in the future or change its marketing approach to avoid misleading customers. Now, before I get into how to deal with customer complaints, let's talk about how to analyze them in the first place. No customer can ever be 100% satisfied. That means complaints will keep flowing, no matter how hard you try to keep customers happy. Complaints are inarguably a great way to gain valuable pieces of feedback that help you improve and grow your business. But to turn every complaint into a growth opportunity, you must analyze it to the core. The first step of complaint analysis is to ask the right questions and get the right answers. Here are a few questions you should ask yourself and your team to gain better insight into customer pain points. How frequently do we receive a particular complaint? Which channels do customers use to raise complaints? What type of complaints do we receive the most? Which departments do the complaints belong to? Have the resolutions provided in the past worked for customers? Has the support team recorded these resolutions in the self-service help center? How complex and urgent is this complaint? A rigorous analysis will help you find and fix the root cause of the complaints, identify patterns, and take practical steps to reduce customer complaints. You're not alone. All growth-focused businesses have one thing in common. They constantly face the question how to handle customer complaints gracefully and win customers for life. If you're one of the businesses longing for the right answers to this question, I think I can help. There are 8 proven tips and tricks to successfully handle customer complaints. 1. Acknowledge the problem and accept the mistake. Understand that a customer who lodges a complaint is already frustrated. Such challenging situations can make or break your brand image. One mistake can fan their frustration, and in a moment, you will find customers vowing to end the partnership forever. The very first thing you should do at this point is to keep your cool. Pay attention to what the customers have to say. Acknowledge the problem, accept your mistake, and most importantly, don't hesitate to apologize. Be it in life or business, a simple apology has the power to mend even the most complex problems. A simple statement such as, "Thank you for reaching out to us. We apologize for the inconvenience caused. Rest assured that we are looking into the problem and will get back to you at the earliest." This can work wonders. Such a positive attitude portrays you as an organization that takes ownership of its actions and is ready to do whatever it takes to win back its customers. 2, ask the right questions to gain clarity on the issue. If you don't have complete clarity on customer pain points, how can you solve them? When customers come to you for help, let them speak their hearts out. Take note of everything they say. Dig deeper into the matter by asking relevant questions. This will help you get to the depth of the matter and find an appropriate solution for the problem. Let me give you an example. Suppose a customer comes to you complaining about a poor support experience. In this case, you can ask questions like, "Can you point out instances where you felt the support rep wasn't at his best behavior? How long did you have to wait on the call to finally connect with our support representative? How many support reps did you speak to during the call? Did the agent provide you a solution to your problem, and were you satisfied with the response?" Asking the right questions also gives customers an impression that you genuinely care about their problem. Customers come to you heavy-hearted, loaded with frustration, and leave lighthearted with assurances that their complaints will be resolved. 3, identify the customer type and respond accordingly. Every customer is different. Therefore, your strategy to handle their complaints should also be different. The way no two snowflakes are alike, no two customers can be the same. Some customers do not hesitate to express their disappointment openly. Others are bold enough to quit your business completely without any complaints. Some reach out only when things go over their head. And then there are those who don't get tired of contacting you for basic problems. These are just a few types of customers that you might have to deal with. you will have to understand their behavior and thought process. Then, accordingly, set the tone and flow of the conversation. For example, being polite and empathetic always works with customers who criticize openly. Those who contact you frequently for minor issues should be handled with patience. Try to stay calm, even if you have to answer the same question multiple times. You never know. They might end up becoming your brand advocates. Number 4, share self-help articles with customers for quick complaint resolution. It is believed that self-help is the best help. According to a 2017 Harvard Business Review article, Kick-Ass Customer Service, 81% of customers like to resolve issues on their own. This means they seek support only when things go out of control. While self-service is super quick, other forms of support, such as phone calls, social media, and ticketing, are not as fast. There is a way you can speed up the complaint resolution process. Whenever a customer comes to you with a complaint, instantly share the link of a relevant self-help article over chat, social media, or even in your ticket responses. You don't have to manually type the solution or repeat it multiple times. Introduce customers to the right self-help article, and the complaint will be resolved in no time. The more you promote self-help, the easier it will be to handle customer service complaints, and even better, reduce their number in the future. Number 5, take regular follow-ups. Following up is an important step in customer service complaint handling. There are 2 benefits of taking regular follow-ups. 1, you have complete clarity on whether or not the solution you provided is of real help to the customer. And 2, it reflects positively on your brand. Follow-ups reassure customers that their concerns are of top priority to you. When following up with customers, reiterate the issue and the solution once again to ensure everyone is on the same page. Apologize again for the inconvenience caused to the customer. It is also a good time to solicit their feedback on the support experience and reassure them that such issues will not happen in the future. As an example, after a day of solving the complaint of a faulty product, contact the customer again and ask, "Hi, we recently received a complaint from you regarding a faulty product. We hope that the issue is resolved. Are you happy with the product replacement? Or how about this? This is about your complaint issued on XYZ. We'd like to know if the new product is working to your expectations, and if there is anything else we can do to help you." When customers feel cared for and attended to, they are likely to stick to your company even after all the inconvenience they had to endure initially. Number 6, document the solutions in your knowledge base. If you're wondering how to handle complaints that are raised frequently by customers, here's what you need to do. When you resolve customer issues, document them in your online knowledge base. Creating a detailed knowledge base of frequently received customer issues reduces the chance of customers contacting you for the same problem repeatedly. The next time customers face a similar issue, they can visit the knowledge base and find the solution right away. This promotes self-help in customers, plus it also saves your support team considerable time and effort in answering the same questions repeatedly. At a time when the customer's inclination for self-help is rapidly increasing, it makes sense to record all recurring customer issues along with their resolutions in your knowledge base. You can employ knowledge-based software to document all customer issues in a centralized help center. Support agents can record tickets and their responses, structure the articles to make them readable, and ensure that the knowledge base covers all crucial customer concerns. With no specialized training required to use a knowledge-based tool, your support reps can quickly set it up and start using it for customer self-help and complaint resolution. According to a SearchAndReveal.com 2022 Customer Complaint Service Survey, the most popular support channels are 83% phone, 53% live chat, 42% website, 17% automated chatbot, 16% mobile apps, and 14% texting. Number 7, offer an effective plan of action. How do you respond to customer complaints in the very first instance? First contact resolution depends on a lot of factors, many of them being the type of complaint you receive and whether or not you have an immediate solution for the same. There will be times when your support reps will not have an immediate response to provide. Does that mean you should let your customers walk away? No. In such situations, your support reps have to play smartly. Instead of responding negatively, they can ask customers for some time to look into the matter. At the same time, provide them with a plan of action stating how and when the matter will be resolved. If you know that a particular problem is beyond your control and you don't have the means to solve it, convey it politely to your customers. Detail the steps you will be taking and assure them that you will put in your best efforts to address the concern. Set the right expectations from the get-go so there's no room for later disappointment. Number 8, deploy a ticketing tool to streamline the complaint resolution process. Handling customer complaints one after the other can be messy and frustrating-inducing. Often the support process gets too complicated. That means crucial matters go unnoticed. When reps have to handle multiple complaints simultaneously, the quality of responses customers receive takes a hard hit. While your team may prefer using email to keep track of customer complaints, a ticketing tool is a better choice when your customer base expands. Modern ticketing systems bring all your support tickets to a shared space. Their agents can easily manage and track them. With a round-robin ticket assignment system, tickets are automatically attributed to relevant support reps best suited to handle them. This way, complaints in the form of tickets are routed to the right agent with relevant expertise for instant resolution. Agents can monitor the status of each complaint, prioritize them as per urgency, and ensure that every customer gets equal attention. So, what exactly is a customer complaint management system? A customer complaint management system is an online platform for end-to-end complaints management, from consolidating customer requests on a centralized dashboard to tracking, prioritizing, and resolving them. This system provides a 360-degree solution for complaint management. It automates manual tasks such as ticket assignment and gives agents a transparent picture of important and not-so-important complaints, resolved and pending complaints, and a lot more. With such transparency, agents can keep a firm track of every customer grievance from the time they are raised until they are completely addressed. Deploying this robust system can make customer service complaint handling fuss-free and straightforward for your support team. Here's how. It allows you to go one step further and share surveys to capture valuable customer feedback. You also get the option to create online frequently asked questions and a knowledge base to promote self-service and reduce the inflow of customer complaints. It helps you provide support across multiple channels, including emails, chats, and ticket forms. You can easily track agent performance and support process efficiency with built-in reports. If you are interested, check out how a customer complaint management ticketing system works by viewing one or more of the many videos on YouTube. Turn your customer complaints into compliments. No matter how hard you try, customers will always have a reason to complain. Some customers will be patient enough to listen to what you have to say. Others will not leave a chance to spoil your name on social media. Does that mean you have to run away from complaints? Running away is the trait of the faint-hearted. In the business world, you can survive only if you're strong enough to handle these complaints gracefully and turn them into growth opportunities. And it all starts with acknowledging the issue and apologizing even when you're not wrong. Although organizations usually think of complaints as something to be avoided, they can provide valuable insights into opportunities for improvement. As a result, managing customer complaints as a part of a larger effort is a vital part of any organization's quality management system. Identify the root cause of complaints by asking the right questions, take the regular follow-ups, and deploy customer service tools, and be ready to do whatever it takes to keep your customers happy. In the end, it all boils down to one thing. How you treat your customers today determines how they will treat you tomorrow. So take every step cautiously, follow the tips I've mentioned, and use complaints to win customers for life. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or you would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. With the Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, and Kwanzaa holidays falling in the next 2 weeks, I've decided to take a two-week break. That doesn't mean no Score Business Points. For the next 2 weeks, Score Business Points will air two best-of programs. Score Business Points will be back in the new year with all new shows. So, happy holidays to all. That's all the time I have for today. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.